Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Khotsatso Sibanda, supervisor for Helpline Paralegal at Black Sash. A very good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing great. It's freezing, though. And how are you doing?
It is. Winter has arrived, no doubt. So please, can you tell us what's happening with the government grants and the South African Post Office and their ability to pay them? What's actually happening?
Okay. So there's been quite a lot happening. So there are challenges that the Post Office is facing with regards to the payment of the social grant. So as you know, the Post Office is in agreement with SASSA to pay grants. So the challenges are that there have been fraud in certain post offices. There have been inadequate equipment, which are chairs for beneficiaries to sit in. There have been shortages of cash experienced in some post office outlets. There are some other post office outlets that are actually closed without prior notice to the beneficiaries. So this really brings anxiety and worry to beneficiaries at the time of payment, as they do not know where to collect their grants.
I mean, this is really serious because, I mean, there are more than 500,000 people that collect their grants at the post office branches. And what is going to happen now? I mean, what are the options for these grant beneficiaries?
Correct. There are more than 500 people that collected their grants at post office, while the other 150 collected their grants at cash payment facilities. Which are the mobile pay points.
Right.
So most mobile pay points are mostly situated in rural communities where the national payment infrastructure is way above the 5 kilometer radius, as stated in the South African Social Assistance Act. Right? So those that are within the payment facilities, other payment facilities, are able to then collect their money at the post office. Right? But then the people that collect the money at the post office and cash pay points are mostly elderly beneficiaries and disabled beneficiaries. So those are the most vulnerable group in our society that really needs to be protected, and we cannot really get them being idle everywhere, you know.
Right.
And
right.
On that, the services offered by post office that the Black Sash has always been monitoring is that the dignified manner in which beneficiaries receive their grant and that particularly principles.
Right.
So what we're saying as the Black Sash is that we don't want the beneficiaries to bear the brunt of SAPO's inefficiency, right? So if SAPO is really now having challenges or failing, SAPO must then now come into the party to say, beneficiaries, if you are going to go to the bank, let SAPO bear the cost. They are able to do it. They did it in the hardcore lockdown, where SASSA bear the cost and beneficiaries were able to collect their money from any other outlet.
Okay, and I suppose the option of direct deposits into the beneficiaries' bank accounts, as you say, there's going to be an added cost to that too. So, I mean, is this a viable option?
The option has always been there, you know.
Right.
The South African Social Assistance Act does make that provision that some beneficiaries are able to collect their money from commercial banks, the banks of their choice. It has always been there. But then there is this, not a few, but the ones that are using the SASSA card, that chose to use the SASSA card because of the benefits in that card, the free services, being able to get their money in full. So if SASSA or post office now moving their obligation to commercial bank, they need to bear the cost. However, I also need to mention that the SASSA card also works as a bank account. Beneficiaries are able to go to ATMs to withdraw their money. But as a Black Sash, we think that the beneficiaries should be able to get their full grant value in their hands. So if you're going to go to an ATM, if you're from a rural area, you need to take a taxi. Already that grant is reducing. If you get to an ATM and you set your card, they are bank charges. Let SASSA take care of those bank charges so that beneficiaries are able to receive their full cash value.
I hear what you're saying. It makes total sense. And I think this is a very interesting discussion. And these poor beneficiaries who really need to be paid. And I totally agree with you, the full amount. I mean, why should there be charges that are applicable and they should lose out? And we will definitely follow up on the story. Khotsatso Sibanda, Supervisor for Helpline Paralegal at Black Sash. Thank you for your input and thank you for clarifying that the story for us.